You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to another very epic episode of Ask Drone You. Happy to be back here today. My name is Paul.
Happy to have you back. My name's Rob. Yeah, back in the saddle, and this is episode number 813. We might take a little while to get the
juices flowing.
Yes, the juice is flowing. I was going to try to use grease or oil in there somehow, but
get the grease rolling.
It wasn't going to come out right. So
it's okay.
Anyways,
it's okay. Oftentimes,
it's good to be back.
It doesn't come out right.
It's good to be back. And I know for you guys, we've been here. Hopefully, you've been listening,
yeah.
Subscribing, mm-hmm. Sharing. Reviewing.
I'm actually really stoked now that Rob is done with that. Really, really stoked and super grateful. While I was gone, so many of you reached out to say congratulations, enjoy your honeymoon. And even some people, when I was posting on Facebook, they're like, get off, go enjoy your honeymoon, blah, blah, blah. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you guys really engaging in the show and really helping out, asking some really good questions. And, you know, I'm really excited because I'm seeing this as kind of a turning point for us as I'm going to try to make these podcasts even better than they already are and just some of the things that I do. So, again, thanks for being here with us. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And big special shout out to Pix4D. Thank you so much for sharing the Pix4D podcast. If you guys haven't checked out that show, I believe it's 787. I want to say it's 787. Wow. Where we did a show with Pix4D, and we're actually going to have them on again here shortly to talk about what was just released today, which is Pix4D Fields. Now, before we get into all the sappy stuff of us saying thank you, because we really do appreciate you, and we really are sitting here each morning to give you guys information that's going to help you out, because we really do care about the industry. We want to give out the right information about the industry to just progress it forward. There are so many people out there who just want to make a name for themselves, and you got to give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt. They're just trying to do the right thing. But oftentimes, information can just be misleading, and it's our goal to really cut through the noise and give you the best possible information that we can without putting other people down. Right, Rob?
Hear, hear. indeed, Paul, indeed.
Yes.
But we definitely do. And I think that's a very legitimate perspective, is that we want to make sure the right information is getting out there. And so, yeah, not that we're the information police, but we want to make sure it's accurate.
Well, and, you know, to counter the information police, look, if the wrong information gets out there and no one says anything, then it's going to keep going around.
That's like a bad golf swing. If you keep practicing that bad golf swing, you're going to suck.
That's why you drink more before you start.
It does help, actually.
Anyway, since we were gone, there was so many new things that came out. So many new dramatic drone fights in the industry. Some new equipment that's coming out. And we're also really excited to announce some things here at the Drone U community. With the Drone You Fly-In, just a small piece of news out of us. So before we get into that, though, we have some new sponsors. We told you there were going to be some new sponsors. Actually, I know him. That's funny. Justin?
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. Anyway,
nice guy.
He is a nice guy. He's actually a really cool guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk for a second. We've got some new advertisers. You're going to be hearing them. And I just want to make sure that you guys know, since I've been back, I have not, you know, tried out these products that we are advertising. I really want to make sure that you guys know that. But Rob does a really good job at vetting the people who come on the show to advertise. You guys have probably figured out we don't let a lot of people advertise on the show. And then when we figured out that one advertiser was saying one thing, doing another, we cut the advertiser right away because we really do care about what we put out there. So that being said, Rob is going to tell us just really quick about one of our new sponsors, SkeduDrone.
SkeduDrone, yes, that's right. Founded by Justin Kaiser, who's a good guy. Anyways, this came
about.
He's
a Droney member, right?
He is currently. I think at some point he was. Gotcha. Anyways, he's got his own drone business, and that's one of the things that we love about him and what he's doing here is that this, similar to us, right? We want everything that we do in terms of training to come from experience, whether it's somebody that's here on staff training or somebody that's through Drone U Elite that's going to be coming. They have to have experience doing what they're training. And this came out of him wanting to create a more efficient workflow for his business, right? And so they created this app that is great for drone service providers to put your business on autopilot, essentially. It's so there are other drone pilot databases out there. This one is apparently different. We'd love for you to get in there and check it out. Give them a try. Go to schedulerdrone.com. Learn more about them. You can do a demo on their site. And if you decide that you like it, the best part about it is you can sign up. And when you do, make sure you use Drone U, all lowercase. So just DRONEU in the coupon code or in the promo code. And you're going to get 25% off for the life of your payment to them for this service. And I think it's one of those things that once you see it working and helping your business be more efficient, you're going to want to keep it for a long time, in which case you'll be happy to be saving that 25% for the life of your involvement with that company. So at a minimum, go to their site, schedulerdrone.com, and check them out. I think you'll be glad you did.
Well, I'm going to check them out because I want to see this, because I think the premise around this is actually really, really beneficial. I just want to try it out myself before I'm like, yoo-hoo! You know,
yeah, so. and he's telling me that they're always coming out with, they're going to be coming out with new features. It's one of those things that version 1, 2, 3, yeah. It's evolving. And as
just
they
like
figure
Drone
out.
U.
Exactly. Yeah, very similar.
Got to start somewhere.
That's right.
Bootstrap that bee.
Yes, indeed. We've gotten pretty good at that.
I'll refrain from the rest of the B word, but
thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's get into the news of the drone industry. Today, it is June 7th. I thought it was May 7th. Oops, I'd be getting married one more time. It is June 7th, 2018. And as of today, Pix4D finally released Pix4D Fields. Pix4D Fields is a very specialized version of Pix4D. It's really made for all those in agriculture. Pix4D Fields has some really new cool features I'd like to tell you about. Number one, Pix4D Fields, what it does is actually gives you a live overlay of photo stitching. Now, I'm sure that you're going to need a really solid internet connection, so this is probably not going to be available for everyone. And I think that that's a really key point to hit. Everyone's like, oh, live stitching of our agriculture maps. That's awesome. You're going to need really solid data in order to do that. So, you know, while everyone promises these amazing cloud solutions, just be careful, because if you're in an area with a lack of data, it's probably not going to work. But the other really cool things that Pix4D does for farmers, agronomists, and breeders is very simple. What it does is it helps the farmer interpret the data. So if you're using an NDVI sensor, something like an EB, Microsense, something like that, it's going to take all that data and actually categorize that data into zones that need specific treatments. But here's the even better part about Pix4D Fields and why I'm so excited about it. Pix4D Fields now outputs files in standard forms that would work with autonomous tractors. So if you're an outfit using Caterpillar autonomous tractors or John Deere autonomous tractors, you will be able to output these files to literally guide your tractors to solve problem areas.
That's incredible.
So what
like
they're
on the fly, on essentially? Yeah.
So what they're doing now is now again, data.
Great connection.
Okay,
yes.
Data. There's always going to be some sort of data processing. It's not going to be instantaneous.
Sure.
So that being said, the really key important part about Pix4D Fields is that it helps do two things. Interpret the data for the farmer, and two, deliver the data in the file types that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really powerful. I mean, we've talked...
Cool. All within the software platform itself.
Yes, all within the software platform itself. I think that's really cool because they've done now what PrecisionHawk was doing, which is essentially providing an end-to-end solution for farmers. And, you know, it's not going to cost nearly the same amount anymore. So I think this is really cool. We're going to have to do a class on this. I mean, it's we've been talking about getting into fixed-wing drones anyway. We've been talking about getting into NDVI and Microsense, and we've done some testing, but not a significant amount. And I think that it would be really cool to be able to teach farmers how to use this stuff. I mean, even one of my big clients would love this. You know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about. Yeah, I think that would be very helpful. And it doesn't just have to be farmers. It could be ranchers, right, with big ranches. I mean, there are a lot of things that could be done with this for that as well.
Yeah, there's a big opportunity. Now, again, guys, you could just learn this, you know, work out the kinks, master a workflow, and help farmers do the same thing and consult in doing that. So There are always opportunities just about how you present yourself. Moving on, the FCC, as of yesterday, is coming after Hobby King. Hobby King is now facing a $2.8 million fine from the Federal Communications Commission. And what they say, and this is really interesting because for a while everyone was wondering, you know, okay, well, you're only supposed to have 1 watt of power for transmission. And, you know, we've been seeing transmitters, boosters, antenna boosters that boost Mavic signals, you know, 10, 20 miles. And
oops.
We all, you know, thought, well, you know, if they're selling it, it's got to be okay. But
I think that's true.
Won't the FCC like say something? They have said something. And what they said, the FCC today proposed a $2.8 million fine against Hobby King for marketing 65 models of devices used to relay video from drones to amateur drone operators, which could apparently transmit in unauthorized radio frequency bands, including some that could also operate at excessive transmission power levels. Such unlawful transmissions could interfere with key government and public safety services like aviation systems and weather radar systems. They continue on to say, through its website, HobbyKing.com, Hobby King markets devices that provide a video link between transmitters mounted on an unmanned aircraft system and users flying the drones. While Hobby King represented that its transmitters operated in designated amateur radio bands, the FCC's investigation found that 65 models of devices marked by Hobby King could also apparently operate outside of those bands. Radio frequency emitting devices that can operate outside of radio frequencies bands designated for amateur use must obtain FCC certification, yet the devices in question marked by Hobby King apparently were not certified by the commission. In addition, amateur equipment used to telecommand model crafts are limited in the power of their radio transmission. FCC rules limit such signals to 1 watt or 1,000 milliwatts. Three of the transmitter models included in today's action apparently operate at significantly higher power levels of 1,500 milliwatts and 2,000 milliwatts.
So 50% higher, 100% higher. So what's the significance of this? I mean, are we talking about a drone that they're not being able to... Put it in terms of distance, I guess.
Okay, so... Everyone knows, I mean, not everyone knows. A lot of people understand the Mavic Pro is one of the best drones on the market, hands down. It's not the best for video at all, but it's one of the best drones for people in general.
Incredibly versatile, yeah.
Incredibly versatile, very flexible. It is the James Bond drone. You could literally fly it 10 miles, 5 miles out, 5 miles back, or 10 miles in one route, no problem. No problem. With these boosters, these antenna boosters, you could now fly 5 miles in a super densely populated area over a city without any transmission problems. If you were out in the country, you could probably go 20 miles. I mean, you can go significant distances. And I think what the FCC is doing here, and this is just my opinion, is that they're saying, look, it's really hard to go after the individual operators and the people who bought these things. And these people may not even know that it's illegal, right, which is probably the case.
I would think so.
So what they're doing is they're going after Hobby King to say, okay, we're going to make an example out of you. And what we're going to do is, since you didn't get these pieces certified, they're out of China, so it's not no shocker there. Since you didn't get these pieces certified, we're going after you to say, you can't sell these. It's illegal. And it's an opportunity to educate people that they're illegal transmitters. Mm-hmm. You can't get a signal booster. Oftentimes, guys, you don't even need a signal booster. If you really understand attenuation, radio wave attenuation, you can really get a significant signal boost out of the tacos. Everyone knows what I'm talking about with the tacos. Someone even said, don't call them tacos. They're made by a company called FC Tacos. Calling them the tacos. They look like tacos.
They okay? do look like tacos. Well, and the thing is, you're not supposed to fly beyond line of sight anyways, right?
True. That's so true. So what this was doing... And this is, you know, a lot of people in the security, counterterrorism, counter UAV, they're always saying, oh, the drone threat is imminent because someone could be flying a drone 2 or 3 miles away and drop a bomb or a flashbang or this, that, and the other, which we are going to go see next
mm-hmm.
week
mm-hmm.
How they're doing this. So we've got some cool content coming up for you guys. But that's what they're worried about. Someone flying a drone from a long distance away, and these transmitters give people the ability to do that.
Of course, again, the reality is the Mavic Pro can do it without this.
True.
I mean, just the way it stands, right?
True. Because of OcuSync, which, you know, everyone's like, what's the major difference between the Phantom 4 Pro and the Phantom 4 version 2? OcuSync. Hmm. If you ever wondered why, if you ever watched some of my live streams from the drone, and out of the Mavic, they were always really good, but I could be flying in the same spot with a Phantom and not have a good feed, that is why. OcuSync. Hmm. So anyway, cool. All right, let's move on, because there is a lot of news to get to today. It is actually quite insane. Parrot releases the new Anolfi drone. It is a quadcopter with a two-axis gimbal camera that can actually face up. This is probably a great drone if you're in the climbing world, because it can face up. But it's only two-axis stabilized, and it is not three-axis stabilized. Autel is also about to release another drone, the Evo drone. It looks like the Mavic Pro. It looks a lot like the Mavic Pro, but one of our friends on Facebook, Bo, was saying that the lens profile out of the Autel is so much better than the Phantom's, and that he thinks if Autel did the same thing with the Evo drone, that even though it's not a larger sensor, that it could be a much better drone than the Mavic Pro. It's priced around the same price point, but it is not yet available. Other news, the Ronin S hits the market. We talked to you about the Ronin S from CES, that interview with horrible audio. That is all my fault. It finally hit the market, but it is back to a waiting list. So if you were trying to get one and you didn't get one within the first day of them being available, you're out of luck. Like me. Shocker. And as I was gone, the Phantom 4 Pro version 2 came out, which I'm sure you guys already know about. It's got OcuSync, lower, what is it called? Quieter propellers and whatnot. That's cool. I really just wanted a new Phantom with OcuSync, so I'm happy with that. Word on the street is that the Phantom 4 Pro version 2 came out because DJI is still working on the Phantom 5. They're having some issues with manufacturing. That is the rumor. It is speculation. It is not confirmed. It is purely speculation. Anyway, so are we going to see a Phantom 5? I think we will, and I think the rumors as far as what it looks like and what it's going to have, I think those could be true. So anyway, lastly, Autel is suing DJI. Yeah, you heard that right. Autel is suing DJI. And you want to know what they're suing them for? And why are they suing them in the United States? Very interesting. We'll talk about that here in a second. Autel is suing DJI because they say that DJI infringes on two of their patents. And one of them is the self-locking propellers. And the other one is autonomous speed calculation, which is really interesting. And they say that all the drones that infringe on their patent, Phantom 3, 4, and 4 Pro, and then Mavic, Mavic Pro, Mavic Air, and Mavic Platinum Pro, and the Spark, they say all those drones infringe on their patent. Now, why would they be suing DJI in the United States? Right?
That's a good question.
Autel is from the Netherlands, DJI from China.
Right.
Why are you
somewhere
fighting?
Somewhere in between, maybe.
Yeah, why are you fighting in our backyard? Go find your own backyard.
That's right.
Well, the answer, and what shocked me, because we actually know the owner of this store, and we work with them often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you worked with them yesterday.
Yep.
So,
and we love them.
Autel is saying that they can sue DJI in the United States because they have stores that represent DJI as an official retailer, and they use the DJI New York store, or quote-unquote Camrise, as the DJI official retailer, and because in their legal opinion, because they have that store in the United States and they have that domain, it is not outside of any legal boundaries to take suit in the United States judicial system. Thought that was really interesting.
That is really interesting. I'm going to be very curious to see how the courts even handle that. I mean, will they take the case on? Will they throw it out? That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, totally. Totally going to be interesting.
Of course, I guess if it's a patent infringement, they're not going to throw it out, most likely, though. Go into discovery and try to figure it out.
True. And the last piece of news, there is a project called Kitty Hawk. Don't get them confused with Kitty Hawk, the application, and good friends of ours. Kitty Hawk, out of New Zealand, funded by Google co-founder Larry Page, finally unveiled a prototype that can fly people. That's right, a drone that can fly people. It doesn't look like the Ehang 185. at all. It's not a coaxial setup. It looks more like...
like a hovercraft of sorts, almost.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But the company was created in Mountain View, California, but they're doing all their work in New Zealand, which makes sense. Now, can we expect drones flying people around anytime soon? No. I think we're going to need remote ID in the UTM system in order to do that. So I still think we're about 5 years out from seeing that. Is it going to happen? Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
We are going to be the Jetsons, and I can't wait.
I love that. I'm excited.
I'm changing my name to George.
Yeah. And last piece, a little happy news. We've got some really powerful people coming to the Drone You Fly In, people that I am so grateful to have at the fly-in. I can't mention the entity specifically, but let's just say we're really excited for the government entity that is coming to the fly-in as participants. Very excited about that.
Yeah, it is cool.
I want to say the name, but I can't say it. We're really excited about that. And yesterday, we just got our shipment of cell phone tower antennas. I thought they would be about as big as this table.
Thank you, PJ, very, very much.
Yes.
But we did get a bit more than we bargained for.
We got 540 pounds of pallet.
Delivered to the front door of our small little office.
So the cell phone tower mapping mission is going to be really awesome. So I'm actually later today taking those towers over to be constructed into our Drone U cell phone tower.
Maybe we can turn it into an actual signal and everyone will have great service while we're at the plug-in.
Hey, Verizon, we got real estate. We got the antennas. What else do you need?
Plug in.
Oh, man. Anyway, well, on that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. We just want to give you some drone news. We're going to hit back with the questions in tomorrow's episode. If you have a question, though, don't be afraid. Ask it. Just go to askdroneu.com. Ask your question. Do us a favor. If you appreciate or enjoy the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Overcast, wherever you download shows. Leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. That's going to do it for us today. My name in Hawaiian is Paolo.
My name in New Mexican is Rob. Thanks for hanging with us today.
Bye, guys.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.